Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park. Happy Clinch Day, part two. Didn't go great yesterday. Clinch Day, day one.
They really wanted to clinch it here.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Like the Celtics, they kind of had closeout games on the road, and they're like, nah, let's close it back at home.
Bayo was like, I'll load the bases. I'll leave. You give up a grand slam, we'll be able to go back to Fenway.
Trevor Story's like, I'll boot another ball.
Yeah. And he's been paving the way for that by booting balls for like seven straight games. Right. So it's believable. Right. Nobody will think you're on the take if you do it 7 days in a row.
Right.
Let's go to the phone lines with our buddy Rob Bradford. Rob Bradford is brought to you on WEEI Afternoons by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com.
McFarland. I mean, between the Ace of Spades, between McFarland, you just threw in, the cougar just went in the car. The cougar is in the car. Lower the heart rate. Let's go.
So, Bradfo.
The cougar in the car. The cuckoo in the car.
Any truth to the idea that they maybe let up a little bit so they could clinch at home tonight?
No. No. You know how I know this? I love this. You know how I know this is that because the owners flew up to Toronto. I don't think the owners are flying up to Toronto unless you actually have actually are thinking that you might actually be celebrating something. So I think that was a sign that they were ready to go. Everything was in position. And then the sad trombone, no, all of a sudden you have to get on a plane, go back to Boston, and hope that you aren't clinching at 1 o'clock in the morning by watching a television set with Houston losing in Anaheim.
Yeah, you never want to back. I mean, listen, you'll take it any which way you can get it, especially after at times it never felt like a certainty this season, Bradfo. So if you got to back in, you back in. But I know they would love to win it in front of their fans on a beautiful Friday night at Fenway. How are you feeling about the possibility of one of the arms acquired in the Rafael Devers trade being the man who can take the mound? Like that would be a nice coda on the one of these wild regular seasons for the Sox.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically Russell Crowe and Beautiful Mind staring at the glass trying to figure out if Rafael Devers' trade was a good thing or a bad thing.
Like the Garoppolo trade 8 years ago, like so many permutations.
That's where we're at, right? I can't prove it, but you're just going to have to take my word for it. But I think this would be a huge feather in the cap. And you know, it's funny because you talk to the players, we remember that for so many months, we said Kyle Harrison, you didn't get anything back for this guy. Jordan Hicks, he hasn't really contributed at all. But if Kyle Harrison goes on a run, if Kyle Harrison wins this game, and all of a sudden he does something in the postseason, everybody's going to be screaming like, oh, my goodness, what a trade. Like, not only did you get the money, not only did you get the vibes, you got Kyle Harrison as well. And this happens every year. We see it every single time. Remember Nathan Eovaldi? He stunk in September in 2018. Joe Kelly, he wasn't even going to be on the postseason roster. And then next thing you know, we're saying, oh, of course, they were awesome in the World Series run. It happens, and I think it could start tonight with Harrison.
Hey, Bradfo, I'm just going to assume that they're going to make the playoffs. So for the sake of my question, let's just assume that. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, the Red Sox lead the league in Major League Baseball in errors, right? And there's been no team that has won the pennant that's also led the league in errors. And then they also lead the league in leading men on and runners on base. at over 15 runners a game, and then 28th in runners left in scoring position per game. Those two things to me are just glaring issues for this team. Can they overcome those things and make a run? I mean, are one of those things going to catch up to them eventually here?
You're right, Ted. Science and math are not on the 2025 Red Sox side. but you know what? I mean, there's the thing is, it's a microcosm of their lot in life, the American League reality. We saw it with Toronto. The American League reality is that everyone's flawed. Cleveland, this team that won 15 and 16 games, the hottest team around, they have a negative run differential. All of it's nuts. And so I think, how can the Red Sox do that with those numbers that you just put out? Rightfully so put out, by the way. Yeah, but we just saw it. We saw it over the last week. Let's take the runners in scoring position. They've had more runners in scoring position than any major league team over the last 2 weeks. Now, that's great, but you got to get them in. The first week, they weren't getting them. Last week, they were. But that's the roller coaster that you're riding, and that's their lot in life because they don't hit home runs. They don't hit a lot of home runs. That's how they have to play. We saw how they can win playing that way. But if you don't get some string hits together, then you're going to end up citing those stats over and over and over again.
And Bradfell, just to prove your point, although the Red Sox ranked 28th in leaving runners in scoring position per game at almost four, the Yankees and the Brewers are worse. And they're both, yeah. You know, and the Brewers had the best record in Major League for a long time. So, and the Yankees are leading the division. So, just to prove your point there.
So, Bradfell,
and you know what? Real quick, and you know, I just piggyback that. You know why? Because everybody swings and misses all the time. That's the problem. And that's one of the things, even though Toronto didn't look good, like, give me the team that makes contact when it counts the most. So, and that's just my own thing, but go ahead.
Also, if I wanted to try to be optimistic or put a shine on it, I'd say to leave runners on base, you have to get runners on base.
Good point, Andy.
Yeah. So you're getting good guys on base.
Funny how that works.
And speaking of putting a positive spin on things, my guy Yoshida, my guy. About a month and a half ago, I said I never wanted to see him on my NESN TV screen ever again because I hated ground balls to second base. And now he's like a two hits per game machine. He's hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Has he gotten right? Do you think he's gotten right and we can count on him in the playoffs to be a decent hitter? Or is this fool's gold?
No, well, we don't. First of all, he tears it up in Toronto. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But I will say this, is that they've kept promising this. They kept saying it's around the corner. They kept saying it's a major shoulder. If I have to hear one more time about it's major shoulder surgery, I get it. It was a major shoulder surgery. But still, like, you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and I'm right there with you. You're just exhausted writing 4-3 in the scorecard. But then this we've seen semblances of this guy. We have. It's been a long, long time. You still have the image of this guy in the WBC, the first introduction we had to him, hitting behind Ohtani and hitting an enormous three-run bomb on the biggest stage there was. I mean, there are moments in there, and there's ability in there. But I just think that we have to ride this out. It's impossible to tell that if, you know, you think you go through this weekend, all of a sudden become the 4-3 guy all over again. I do know this. I think people sleep on the fact that when Roman Anthony went down, it is what it is. But Yoshida had to be a guy who stepped up because of the side of the plate he hit from, because of the part of the order that he was hitting in, how he made everything else work. And if you look at these wins on this road trip, I think that's an enormous, enormous part of this equation because, you know, when he wasn't going, we were screaming and yelling about Roman Anthony. Last week, we haven't been.
Bradfell, the closest thing to automatic on this baseball team right now is Whitlock in the eighth and Chapman in the ninth. However, it's the playoffs, and Cora is going to manage aggressively and go to that bullpen if he needs to early and often. Do we have a feel for who might maybe kind of sort of possibly be his seventh inning guy so that we have like a mighty triumvirate there?
Yeah, it's a good point because to go back to the Devers thing, they wanted Hicks to be that guy, and that went out the window pretty quick. And so now, you know, Matz has been pretty good, but he's been hit hard lately. Wilson has been really good this year, but he's been hit hard a little bit lately. You're still searching. And obviously with Cora, the wild card, anytime we mention this in the postseason, is, well, okay, which starter are you going to put there? You remember, going back to 2018, before that game against the Yankees, Stephen Wright was supposed to be the eighth inning guy. At the last minute, something happens to him. All of a sudden, I think Nathan Eovaldi came in the eighth inning that game, like out of nowhere. So, yeah, you can take a starter and put him there, but you don't really know who that is right now. Maybe it's the guy pitching tonight. Who knows? We don't know. Like that could be a very real possibility. I think they also would love if Peyton Tolley became that guy, but right now it doesn't look like he's going to be that guy, despite getting the 100-mile-an-hour T-shirt the other day. Still, I mean, I think that he has a ways he has a ways to go, and so it's a really good question and an important question. And I asked Cora this, and he kind of gave me like the smirk, like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think I do, which is I do feel like you're still feeling your way around the roster a little bit. And that you have to figure out exactly what you have. Maybe he knows. Maybe he knows more than I do. But when that game one comes around, you know, it'll be really, really interesting to see who he leans on the most in that spot you're talking about.
Hey, Bradfo, what do you think about just hitters one through four? You got Jaron Duran leading off, Trevor Story second, Bregman three, Yoshida four. That's kind of been the lineup here recently. Andy called out the manager for switching Story and Bregman in their positions, but it seems to be fine with those two. I'm just a little bit nervous about Jaron Duran in the one spot. Just after seeing what Roman Anthony did there, it was just like, man, he just set the bar so high. How do you feel about that order, and do you think Trevor Story is in the two spot to stay?
Yeah, I don't mind Story the two spot. And that's what baseball does now. They put – usually their best hitter there, and he's been their best hitter. So, you know, okay, that's fine as long as he keeps on rolling. And, you know, Bregman's Bregman. You know, obviously, you got to take the good and the bad with him, and you got to ride this Yoshida hot streak. But to go to the top of the order, this is the thing that we talked about Roman Anthony. Well, okay, you got some of the production from the left side of Yoshida, but Yoshida, I know he played – we should save the scorecard for that one game he hit leadoff. Because I'm like, it was the slowest leadoff hitter in the history of baseball. And I don't think that experiment was going to last very long. Duran's the best option. But the problem with Duran right now is that he's swinging and missing a ton, and he's not really hitting lefties. It's not a perfect scenario, but it's what you have. And I think that the hope for them, you get the good Duran, you get the dynamic Duran, you get the Duran who's going to get on a hot streak, change the game with his legs. And then you ride it. But to answer your question, I just don't – they don't have any other options to put a guy there.
Yeah.
All right, Bradfo, before we let you go, I am going to pose a question to you that I posed to my Twitter followers. What aspect of the Red Sox do you feel best about heading into the postseason? The four options are starting pitching, bullpen, lineup, or manager.
I think, honestly, manager. I do.
Yep.
And, I think a close second would maybe I can't even say starting pitching because you know after Crochet you know we just don't know, and so I think manager. I don't think you can sleep on what Cora did in the first two times we saw him manage in postseason games, especially in 18. I mean he was just on an unbelievable heater, but I think that he bob and weaves his way through these postseason games, these postseason series. And usually we're coming along away from it like, wow, that was really, really good. So I think that, you know, we can criticize Cora for different points this year for stuff that he's done. But I think that if you're going to rate what manager that you would want in the postseason off of what we've seen and what we know, he would be the.
All right, Bradfo, let's hope the Red Sox come out hotter than a house heated by McFarland tonight clinch a nice spot in the playoffs.
Hey, I'll see you guys at 1 o'clock in the morning at Gate D to celebrate the Houston Astros loss.
That's going to be great. All right, Bradfo. Have a good night, Bradfo. Right. See you,
Bradfo.
Rob Bradford brought to us by
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
McFarlane Energy, as always. Come up next, we're going to answer that question, and we're going to rate those four areas of the Red Sox. We're going to add defense. What is your confidence level from 1 to 10 with the starting pitching, the bullpen, the lineup, the manager, and the defense? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.